I just get started?
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, it's Kavana Ma'akev in Tefillah. So, I'm Yirtzeh Hashem publishing a book next month called Mean What You Pray, which is exactly about this Indian, how to have Kavana in Tefillah. The question is whether it's Ma'akev, the Evid. Just to say that the Tefillah that we are, when I use the word Tefillah in this half hour, I am referring to Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is the Ikka Tefillah of Klal Yisrael. It is what Chazal, the Knesset Leila, were Masakin for us to be Makayim the Mitzvah of Tefillah through. So just as I said the word Tefillah, have in mind, please, Shemoneh Esrei. So the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah says in Perek Dalet, and the last one is Kavanah Salev. So it's pretty clear from the start of the Rambam that Ma'akvim, it's Ma'akiv. If you don't have Kavanah Salev, you're not Makayim the mitzvah of Tefillah. And he continues in Halacha Tes Vav, Kavanah Salev Ketzer, Kal Tefillah Shein Makavanah Eina Tefillah. If there's no kavanah in tefillah, it's not tefillah. It's not called tefillah. Tefillah is kavanah. That's what tefillah is. So if you're done without kavanah, you haven't davened. And if you davened without kavanah, you go back and you daven again. And he carries on with some interesting halachas over here. Matzah dasam shveshes uliboy tarud. You're not in the right feeling. You're not in the right. You're distracted. You've got things on your mind. Asa loy lispala. It's asa. Not allowed to daven. Actually, tishy asav data until you've settled down. Until your mind's settled, you shouldn't daven. And therefore, lefikach habam naderech vayef. The person comes, been on a journey and he's tired. Asa loy lispala tishy asav data. I'm a chachamim shloshi yamim. Actually, I know if it's iskara daisay. 3 days. Wait 3 days until you've relaxed, calmed down, got your mind back together, then you should daven. So the Rambam says, halacha to the Rambam, that you should wait 3 days. You on a journey. Yes, in those days, journeys were a little bit more adventurous than they are today. If you come out from a journey, you should not daven for 3 days. That is an interesting halacha, that. Likely, none of you have ever been Makayim this halacha. There's a reason why, I'll talk about it in a minute. But I don't know, has anybody ever been on a journey and then not daven for 3 days? Don't tell me if you have. But you know, it's not something that we do. And the reason why it's not something that we do is because of the tur. Really, the tur, quoting Rameiri Rottenberg, turn this halacha on its head. This halacha the Rambam brings is direct from the Gemara, direct from Chazal. The Rambam's not saying any kedushim over here, he's not making anything up. He brings it directly from the Gemara. What is new, and what is a chiddush, is what Rameiri Rottenberg said, and that's quoted by the Tur. The Tur gives a whole load of cases that the Gemara brings, that the Rambam's referring to. He says, for example, this is in Tzadi Ches, in Chaim. Since, for example, what the Rambam quoted, Rav Eliezer Omer, Habam Naderech, Al Yispalel Toyuk Shlosh Yomim. You come from the wolf, come traveling, don't daven for 3 days. There's a whole list of things, places, times, situations, circumstances where you shouldn't daven because you won't have Kavanah. But the Torah says, because of the Meir Rottenberg, Ein Anu Nisalim Ata B'chol Zeh, She'ein Anu Mechavlim Kol Kach B'Tfilah. Nowadays, big chiddush of Rameir Rottenberg, big tradition in the Torah, that nowadays we don't have so much kavanah in tefillah anyway, and therefore we're not nisal in this, we're not careful in this, and therefore the whole halacha of the Rambam pretty much goes out the window, the halacha. What the Rambam said was a previous halacha. Nowadays things have changed. The Bali Tosfos, Rameir Rottenberg in particular, who lived maybe 100 years or so after the Rambam, said that we are not nisal, and that's the halacha in the Torah. That's a psak halacha of Klal Yisrael in the Shulchan Aruch and all the way through to modern times.
He's not changing the principle that if you're Torah, you should be just an example of traveling.
No, the whole thing. The whole thing. It gives a whole lot of things. So even if you are tired, you should still daven nowadays. That's the halacha lemaaseh nowadays. Even if you're going to daven with zero kavana, la halacha, you should still daven nowadays. It's yeah, that's right. Just do it. Just do what you got to do and just daven. And it's a fascinating halacha. You know, it's really interesting in of itself that we should poskin such a thing, because I'm going to talk about kind of what tefillah is and how that works. But that is what comes down to being the halacha lemaaseh nowadays.
During your travel, so you're at the airport, you've got to daven quickly.
Yeah, that's right. I was on a plane yesterday, came back from Eretz Yisrael. You daven on the plane, you have a lot of kavanah in the back of the plane, the stewardesses are telling you to move on, you're too busy over here.
Stay in your seat.
Stay in your seat, you don't have a lot of kavanah in your seat either necessarily. But whatever it might be, if the Rambam was on the plane, he wouldn't have davened. He wouldn't have davened on the plane, he would have skipped Mincha, he would have skipped Ma'ariv, and he wouldn't have davened for 3 days afterwards. But the halacha nowadays from the Baalei Tosfos is that that we daven nevertheless, even though you will have no kavana. And the Torah character in Kuf Aleph as well, and it's brought by the Ramah, interestingly not by the Beis Yosef, but that's a separate question, says the same thing by what the Rambam mentioned earlier, going back and davening. The Rambam said, I mentioned just before, that if you daven without kavana, you should go back and daven again. Now, again, I think nowadays, if we were to be mekayem that halacha, we'd probably be davening all day. And that's what the Torah is saying. Because the Torah says that likely you daven the second time around, you won't have kavana either. So who's to say you'll have kavana at either time? And then you daven again. In the double safe. You can't keep davening until you have kavana. And so there is sort of an acceptance in Klal Yisrael, a reluctant acceptance that we don't really be mechaven that much, and therefore, as a result, you don't go back and daven again. Fortunately for us, if you daven Joshua and Esther without kavana, you don't need to go back. You actually shouldn't go back and daven again. Now, I just want to point out, this does not contradict the din of mitzvahs tzuchas kavana. There was a psak halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, as we know, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether mitzvahs tzuchas kavana or not. That halacha we hold that mitzvahs tzuchas kavana. Mitzvahs do need kavana. This is a different type of kavana that we're talking about over here. The kavana that we're talking about, mitzvahs tzuchas kavana, is let's say I put on tefillin. Let's say I go to a shop, I want to buy new tefillin, and I want to try them out. I kind of put them on to try them out, just to see kind of how they feel, how they fit. I've not been the kind of mitzvah of tefillin. I haven't been mechayim that day my mitzvah of tefillin. I have to put them on again. Because as mechavin, to test them out, not mechavin for a mitzvah. You have to be mechavin for a mitzvah. Now my sense is that lemaisa, all of us probably are minimally mechavin for a mitzvah when you daven Shmoneh Esrei. You're minimally mechavin for the fact that you are what else are you doing? I'm sitting in shul, I'm reading some words out of a book. What do I think I'm doing? If not, at least I'm doing a mitzvah. I mean, hopefully we would minimally have that in mind. That's mitzvah tzuchas kavana. You don't have that kavana, you're not yotzei on anything. I mean, you haven't even got off the ground, you haven't even started, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. I would say, just to be careful over here perhaps, and that is that, are you mechaven for the deoraisa mitzvah of tefillah when you daven Shmoneh Esrei? Or mistama, you might have in mind that what you're doing is being mekayim what Chazal masakin. The reason I'm doing this spreading the Shmoneh Esrei is because Chazal and Shekinesh Gdola were masakin that I should say the Shmoneh Esrei. That's only a mitzvah drabonin. That's not the deraisa. If you're mechaber for the drabonin, you won't be mekayim the deraisa. So I think it's important that before you daven, you just kind of have in mind, in the back of your mind at least, that when you say Shmoneh Esrei, you are being mekayim a mitzvah deraisa in doing so. Just as an aside, just a little in parentheses, the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Kriyas Shema brings up an interesting sort of potential problem in the inyan of mitzvahs tzuchas kavana. And he says that, let's say a person, you know, when a person gets an aliyah, and he goes and he takes a talis from somebody else, and he throws on the talis, and he gets, you know, runs up to do the aliyah, and his mind's on, quickly, they call me up, I need to get up there, throw the talis on. He says, if a person's not mechavin for the mitzvah of tzitzis, when he gets the aliyah and puts the talis on, then he's not lechayra, not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, in which case he's whirling a four-corner garment without doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. You're mevatel an aseh, he says, potentially. That if you put on a talis without being mechamim for the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're being mevatel an aseh. Say again? Hanami, you've got your own beged katan on, but there's a mitzvah assay on every single four corner garment. It's a kumvi assay. You have to put tzitzis on there. You have to work tzitzis on every single four corner garment. You don't wear four corner garment, you don't need tzitzis. But if you have one, then that particular garment needs tzitzis on, even though you have got tzitzis on another garment. So you'll be potentially wearing a four corner garment without tzitzis. He is melamed zchus on people and says that it's maybe it's a levishas arai, and because levishas arai, you're not chayiv tzitzis on a garment levishas arai. If you go to a shop and you put on a four corner garment just to try it on, even if you walk around the shop a little bit with it just to kind of test it out. I'm not sure what type of four corner garments you might try on nowadays, but let's say there was such a thing, you would not be chayiv tzitzis on that garment. It's only if there's a kavias to your levisha. So he says that potentially that is a matzchus on people. However, you have to be careful because you can't have your cake and eat it. Because if you are not going to be mechavim, although you'll tell me by saying a bracha you are mechavim, that's possible. But if you're going to say a bracha on the talis, but it's a levisha zarai and you're not being mechavim the mitzvah, then that bracha is a bracha of a tala. Because you said a bracha on a mitzvah that wasn't there. So I think just it's a tahara, in parentheses, it's just a consideration. I think you need to be careful that if you do put on a talis, somebody else's talis, when you get an aliyah, you have to have in mind you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis and you say the bracha on the talis.
Could I just ask you, could you clarify, the Maharam Rottenberg?
Yes.
Is he saying that we nowadays don't know how to be mechavan at all, and it's impossible to be mechavan?
No.
Or is he saying that the fact is that we don't?
Yes. My sense is, if you read the Lashonus of it, he says, I'll read it to you again. He says, are we in Sadiqes? Kasra Rami Rottenberg, Ein anisai matu b'chol zesh she'ein anu mechavnin kol kach b'tefillah. We don't have such kavana in tefillah nowadays. My sense of it is the latter. Is that we just don't have kavana. Not that you can't. I feel I have a lot of kavana when I daven, you know, but just generally we don't. We're distracted. We live distracted lives. So it's hard to focus on davening and kind of be aware of what we're doing and have it in mind. And this is 800 years ago he's talking over there, you know, and in a certain way all the more so nowadays. Our minds are much more distracted nowadays, in our generation especially. So it's not the mitzvah trichas kavana. There's a secondary kavana in tefillah that is required, and that is what the Rambam referred to as kavana salev. That's the lashon that he used, kavana salev. And that kavana is dafka by tefillah. That's not required in any other mitzvah. That's a unique kavana that is required in tefillah. What's that about? So the famous Sefer Hasidim says that tefillah below kavana, kaguf below neshama. Tefillah without kavana is like a body without a soul. That's what kavana is in tefillah. It's the soul. It's the essence of tefillah. Kavana salev is it's not that it's a part and parcel of tefillah. It's not an important component of tefillah. It is tefillah. That's what tefillah is. Tefillah is davening. Is kavana salev. Davening is the feeling. Davening is the experience, it's not the words. The words just convey the feeling. The words are just an expression of the feeling. But tefillah itself is the kavana. And so perhaps in English, to make a distinction between these two things, of the kavana of mitzvah tzrichas kavana and the kavana of kavana salev, you might in English distinguish between them with the words intent and concentration or focus. So mitzvah tzrichas kavana is intent. You need to intend to do a mitzvah. Whereas the kavana salev of tefillah is the focus, is the concentration, is the relationship with it. As we know, Chazal called tefillah avoida shebelev. Avoida that is in the heart. That's where the avoida takes place. It's not avoida sasfasayim. The mitzvah does not occur on the lips. The mitzvah does not occur on the tongue. The mitzvah occurs. The place of the mitzvah, the place where the mitzvah occurs, is in the heart. Avoida shebalev. Not avoida salev, avoida shebalev. It's an avoida that only occurs in the heart. That's its location. that lips are an expression, but the heart is the essence. The heart is where tefillah actually happens, and is the only place that it happens. So the fundamental halacha, obviously, if that's the case, is that if you daven without kavan, of course you would daven again. You haven't davened. How could you possibly not daven again? How's that shayach? You haven't davened. You haven't davened. You need to daven again. It's not a chumrah in davening. It's not a kanas. That you don't daven without kavan, will make you daven again. You haven't done the mitzvah. If I put on tefillin, for example, and it turns out there were no parshios in the boxes, I haven't put on tefillin. I put on something that looked like tefillin, seemed like tefillin, but I didn't put on tefillin. I didn't do it. If I take a lulav and has a psul, I need to do a lulav again. I haven't done a mitzvah. I haven't been mekayim the mitzvah. I haven't done what the mitzvah is. If I daven without kavan, I have not been mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. And that, by the way, that holds true today as much as it held true in the time of the Rambam. Even though Rami Rotenberg said, and it comes through la'alocha, you don't daven again if you daven without kavana. Chazal can be oiker an assay shabbatayla with a shevi al taseh, you know, and that's kind of what's going on over here. They were oiker a mitzvah over here. The rishonim, the bali tesvus, they can't create a mitzvah of tefillah though if you didn't do it. They can't. You know, they can tell you, don't blow shofar on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah. They can't tell you, but you've still been mekayim the mitzvah of shofar on Shabbos. No, they took away the mitzvah. Fine, but you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. You've been mekayim the mitzvah of Lishmael Dibre Chachamim, maybe. But you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. In the same way over here. You haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah, if you'd have without kavanah, that mitzvah's gone. You may be mekayim something else, but you have not been yotzi on your deraisa mitzvah of tefillah still, if you said tefillah without kavana.
So what have you got? You still have to do it again?
No, you don't. They like I said, in a certain way, they were oikar the mitzvah over here. He took away the mitzvah. He said, no, you tried your best. You failed. You're done. You've done enough. You won't be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah today. It's a big step. It's a big thing to do. It's a big thing the Bali Tesis did over here.
Self-discipline as well.
You go on, in what way?
In other words, you have to tell yourself, why didn't you have kavanah?
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully, you shouldn't have the problem too much. Yeah, just have kavanah and you'll never have this problem. It's a very, very simple solution over here, but you just gotta do it. You gotta be disciplined. Okay,
so you will have fulfilled the mitzvah of Ula Ovdoi because you know that you're standing with the Amalek and Dabbing. So the mitzvah deraisa of Ula Ovdoi, maybe you have done.
That's the kavanah. No. Okay, let's go back a second. Let me put the Rambam down. Fine, I'll just tell you outside. The Rambam says, what is kavanah salev? Kavanah salev is, as you're saying, it means that you know you are standing before Hashem and speaking to him. That's kavanah salev. Lav dafka perish amilim. We'll come to perish amilim in a minute. But it's I know that when I'm standing here, I'm in front of Hashem, and these words I am directing towards Hashem. That's kavanah salev. When we say davening without kavanah, we mean davening without that. We mean I'm davening and I'm off in the Bahamas somewhere, you know, on the beach, setting it up. And like I'm like, oh, well, did I just daven when I said that? I don't even remember if I davened or not. That's not kavanah salev. But or you just get up and you just have a siddur in front of you and you're reading the words and you have no asogah of Hashem being there. You just kind of I'm reading some words in a book that I'm meant to be doing and that everyone is doing along with me. But I don't have the feeling of Hashem's presence. I don't have a sense of Hashem being here in the room with me and I'm speaking to him.
If
you do, then you've been mekayim the basic mitzvah, yes. You've been mekayim tefillah if you did that. You've been mekayim the deraisa mitzvah tefillah as long as you had that feeling that I am. It's not just so much. I think that what Chazal mean when they say this is not so much that, you know, I'm saying some words over here and I just have to have in mind Hashem's over here. You know, they're kind of two separate things. It's that I feel that these words that I am saying, these ideas, I am directing them. I'm speaking to Hashem. I'm kind of direct pointing them in His direction. Kavanah means direction. I'm directing the words sort of towards him. Just to say one last point on this, and that is that Reb Chaim points out a stira in the Rambam, a little bit of a stira in the Rambam. If you recall, the Rambam I just read said that you're done without kavana, you go back and say it again. Really, just a general halacha about davening. You know, he said if you don't have kavana, you should daven again, seemingly across the board. However, the 10th perek, that's in the 4th perek, the Rambam says, Mishis palav alochiv in eslibay, yasav yisvav b'kavana, vimkivin libay b'bracha rishayna, shuvein etzalech. So what's his bracha rishayna business? He said earlier on in the 4th perek, that as a general principle, if you daven without kavana, you need to go and daven again. Seemingly the second bracha, the third bracha, the fourth bracha, whichever bracha you want to talk about, if I daven without kavana, I should go back and daven again. Now he says it's only the first bracha. And so the Chaim makes an interesting kind of chiluk over here. He divides kavana into two, and I think it's a very nice chiddush, but I think it's an important chiddush. He says that the Rambam, the type of kavana that the Rambam is talking about over the fourth perek is what we just talked about now. Standing before Hashem, I feel Hashem's presence. Hashem I'm speaking to Hashem. I'm directing these words towards Hashem. That's ma'akev in all of tefillah. That's ma'akev in every little part of tefillah. If I don't feel Hashem's presence, if I'm not talking to God, I'm not davening. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to see that that's the case. How can I do a kavanah to tefillah if I don't think I'm talking to God? Isn't that what tefillah is? What is tefillah if not talking to Hashem? It has to be. It's just a very poshut thing over here. I don't need the halacha to come and tell me that. Reb Chaim says, however, there's an extra level of kavanah when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei. Really, it's across the board in davening, but in particular, Chazal wanted you to have this kavanah in the Shemoneh Esrei. And Chazam made this kavana. This is a bonus kavana. This is not a ma'akev. It's not ma'akev tefillah. You don't have this kavana. It's maybe not enough bilachatchila, but it's not ma'akev the eved. However, Chazal masakin that this kavana should be ma'akev in the first bracha. It's a tikkun Chazal, and that bracha is perish amilim. That I know what I'm saying. I know the words. I understand the words. I understand what I'm saying to God. One is I'm speaking to God. Might not have any sense of what I'm saying, but I know I'm speaking to him. The second kavanah is, no, I understand the words that I'm saying to Hashem now. So not only do I feel his presence, not only am I speaking to him, I actually know what I'm saying. That kavanah is ma'akev in the first bracha. By the way, Rav Rottenberg holds, again, la'alocha, that even that nowadays, we don't, is gone out the window. That secondary halacha has gone out the window as well. So even if you don't have kavanah just for the first bracha, and to go back and say again, no, you wouldn't go back and say again the first bracha either. Again, because we're not mechaven so much nowadays. What ends up being then is there's kind of three levels of kavanah over here that are required at different degrees in tefillah. The first level is I have to know that I'm doing a mitzvah and mitzvah deraisa. It's the first kavanah. That's mitzvah tzuchas kavanah. The next one is kavanah salev, which is I have to know that I'm standing for Hashem and I'm speaking to him. And then there's the third level of kavanah is I know what I'm saying. I know what the words mean. At Agav, I once asked my Rosh Hashiva, because I'm a big fan of tefillah, Shemoneh Esrei in particular, and I generally have kavanah in the first bracha, whatever kavanah might mean, you know, but I certainly feel like I'm speaking before Hashem, standing for Hashem, and I certainly feel like I'm saying words to him, and I know the words I mean. So I asked him, Lamaisa for myself, you know, let's say I daven without kavana in the first bracha, should I go back? And he said, you have to use your common sense. He said, if you do think, the halacha says that since if you go back again, you probably won't have kavana the second time, then you shouldn't do it. It's not a kana. Can't do it, you mustn't do it, because you absolutely won't have kavana the second time. It's saying, since it's likely, if you think it's likely that you will have kavana the second time, then it's sad to say that you should enochanami, go back and do it. So, in short, yes, kavana, to answer the question, kavana is very much ma'akev in tefillah, because kavana is tefillah. Tefillah is kavana. The two things are the same things. But, l'sikim devarim, I just want to point out something that to me is very relevant.
Also, from
sorry?
The there's also a problem with Rassisus, Shemel, Shemelkech, Lashon.
Yeah.
If there is a suffix that you might say one of the shameless and you find it happen the second time,
exactly.
You're going into a minefield of saying a bunch of.
I understand. You have to make a judgment. You're right. You have to be careful over here. On the other hand, haven't been Makaim a mitzvah derisive of tefillah. You know, so you have a shikul to make over here, and I think, as Maharishi was said to me, yeah, you have to make a judgment. What do you think? You know, what are you more scared of, maybe, of being over on Noisisa or not being Makaim the deraisa? Or what do you feel is more likely to happen? And the balance of those things kind of puts you in a position to make a judgment. If you really don't know and you're not sure, you default back to the halacha, of course. That's the standard halacha. But if you genuinely, I think you have to really genuinely feel very different about it. That no, I really feel strongly that I would potentially have kavana a second time round. It was a yetzer daifen. I don't know what happened to me. I just lost my way a little bit. The last 100 times I've davened, I've had kavana. This I got distracted by. There was something going on out the window, and I got distracted by it. I think then that's what Moshe was saying. That you, yes, enough anami that for an individual might be able to go back again. So the essence of kavana. The essence of davening is kavana. The essence of kavana is the feeling of davening. It's not the understanding of the words. The understanding of the words is secondary in davening. Davening is about the feeling. That's one of the reasons why, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm not such a big fan of books on tefillah that talk about perish ha-milim. I think books on tefillah should talk about perish ha-feeling. No, more so than perish ha-milim.
You haven't got perish ha-milim, I'm going to make a mechavah anything.
That's what I'm saying, that's what I've just been saying. Perish ha-milim is secondary. It's the feeling that you have.
But if you don't have perish ha-milim, you don't know perish ha-milim.
Yeah.
What's chavod?
No, absolutely I can. I can stand, I can feel Hashem's presence, I can feel the Zavon Shalom in the room with me, and I'm just babbling to him. Yeah, I'm just saying words to him, but I'm speaking to him. That's the Ika Kavona.
Even though you don't understand what you're saying.
Even though I don't understand a word I'm saying. I'm biyotzi midiraisa, my deraisa mitzvah tefillah, davening in a language that I don't understand. As long as I feel that I am standing before the Rabban Shalom, he's here in front of me, and I am directing this experience towards him. There's a feeling of connection.
He understands,
maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, but it's the experience of connection, it's the experience of relationship that tefillah is about, more so than the details of it. Now, of course, we've been saying here, of course you want perish ha-milim, of course there's madregas, of course there's levels, of course there's different, you know, you can have more and more kavana. And obviously, the more you understand the words, the more you understand what you're saying, the more feeling you will have, 100%. But perish ha-milim is not ma'akev in tefillah. Even in the Rambam's halachas, other than the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Now understanding the words is a very precious and invaluable bonus. But feeling Hashem's presence, and I just think we have to kind of remind ourselves of this and know this and be aware of this. The Maisa Mitzvah of Tefillah is feeling Hashem's presence. As you would, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, says that you should stop a minute before Shmoneh Esrei. Take a moment. Not sure how that fits, by the way, with being so much Gula of Tefillah. Always been bothered by that. I've never seen anybody talk about it. But he says, you take a moment before you start Shmoneh Esrei, just to consider what you're about to do. We take three steps into the Shmoneh Esrei. You're meant to feel like you're walking into the king's palace. We have things there to focus us, to remind us. But with anything in life, it can become rote if we're not careful. But I would say one little thing here, just an interesting side point, and this is just for myself, and then I'll be done. The Rambam says that the deraisa mitzvah tefillah is praise, request, thanks. You praise Hashem, you ask Him for something, and you thank Him. Enoch Anami. Chazal Masakin, that we do it through the Shmoneh Esrei. But that does not take away from the fact that that is still the fundamental deraisa mitzvah. You can't do it that way nowadays. You have to do it through the Shmoneh Esrei. But I would suggest, this is just my own little recommendation, is that if you think you're not going to have Shmoneh Esrei, Kavanah Shmoneh Esrei, or if you didn't have Kavanah Shmoneh Esrei, there's no reason for you later in the day to stop for a moment, feel like you're standing before Hashem, say, Hashem, you're amazing, you're the wonderful God, please could you make me be successful and make a lot of money in my business today, and thank you so much that I've made so much money so far, I'm really grateful. Something along those lines, that you would be mekayim the deraisa mitzvah tefillah by doing that. And I see no reason why you shouldn't do that. Nobody says that that's not, you know, Einach Hanami, I can't go back and say the Shemoneh Esrei because I'm not mechabin kol kach. But why not be mekayim the deraisa mitzvah tefillah if you can? Why wouldn't you want to go and do that? As I said, I do have a book coming out next month. Please look out for it. It's coming out for Pesach. It's called Mean What You Pray. And I talk a lot more about these in Yanim and more in depth. But I hope that it's called Mean What You Pray.
Good plug.
Pardon?
Good plug.
Yeah. And I wish you all hatzlacha in feeling that sense of connection and davening and being mechayim the deraisa mitzvah.